理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 20 The Wedding Night. It was raining that night. Elizabeth and I watched the rain and wind from the window of our hotel room. The dark, loud storm made me afraid, because I had always seen the monster on dark, rainy nights like this. I kept touching the gun inside my pocket. Elizabeth quietly watched the look on my face and the fear in my eyes. Finally, she asked me, "My dear Victor, what are you afraid of? We are married now, and I am so happy." "Don't worry, darling. It's only the storm. I don't like the weather. Once morning comes, everything will be all right," I said nervously. I could see Elizabeth did not believe me. "Victor, what did you want to tell me? You said after we were married, you would tell me what was worrying you." I tried hard to act normal. I said, "Really, my dear, nothing is wrong. Why don't you go and lie down for a while? It has been a long day. I will be with you soon. I'm going out for some fresh air." I had realized that if the monster and I were to meet each other that night, Elizabeth could not be there. When I left our room, I ran through the hotel and looked outside for the monster. I looked everywhere for him, but I could not find him. I wondered if I had escaped the monster, when suddenly I heard screaming. It was coming from our room. At that moment, I knew what the monster had really meant when he said, "I will be with you on the night of your marriage." How could I have been so stupid? Crying out, I ran back to our room and opened the door, but it was too late. My wife was lying on the floor. Elizabeth was not moving, and I knew she was dead. Her mouth was opened in a scream, and her eyes had a terrible look of fear. I felt the blood leave my body, and I fell to the floor unconscious. When I woke up, I took Elizabeth in my arms and placed her gently on the bed. She looked as if she was asleep, but the black finger marks were on her neck. She had died in the same way as the others. Suddenly, I heard a noise and looked up. The monster's face was in the open window, and he was staring at me. He smiled a horrible smile and pointed to Elizabeth's body. "I have had my revenge, Frankenstein, my creator," he said. "Sweet Elizabeth is dead, like everyone else. I have destroyed your life as you have destroyed mine." Screaming in rage, I took the gun out of my pocket and tried to shoot him, but he ran towards the lake and jumped into the water, laughing. People had heard the sound of my gun, and they ran into the room. When they saw Elizabeth's body, they cried out in horror. I told them that someone had killed her while I was out of the room. We all ran outside and looked for the killer in the woods, but after many hours we could not find the murderer. The monster was gone. I was in such pain that I could not think. I returned to my room and sat on the bed, looking at the beautiful Elizabeth. I had not protected her from the monster because I was too busy thinking about my own safety. Now she was dead. I wondered if the monster was going to hurt my father and Ernest. They were the only family I had left. I had to return to Geneva immediately.